He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. This is Nick Scherfield filling in for Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, April 8th. Defensive end Antonio Smith is in his first week of workouts with the team. The former Arizona Cardinal, who signed a free agent deal with the Texans this offseason, is already getting excited about the prospects of playing with Pro Bowler Mario Williams.
All right, so how was your first official workout with the Houston Texans?
It was a hard one, but I think I'm going to enjoy it. You know, they work hard out there. One thing that I did see is their team. You know, everybody's together. Everybody's coaching each other on. It looked real good out there.
Now, as far as workouts go, how do they compare to what you did in Arizona?
About the same. You know, it's just a little bit of different things here and there, but I think all in all, you know, everybody have their ideas of what's what, but they're about the same. It's just, you know, John Lott just, he's a little hardcore with it. And I think this would be about the same way, but once I get into the groove of it, I'll be able to, you know, see what it's working with.
Now you're also getting to know a lot of the players. What has it been like getting to know the guys on the defensive line?
Cool. Like, one thing that I was nervous about was, like, how we was going to kick it off, like, how would you meet each other and things like that. But as soon as I got here, you know, they just start, you know, interacting with me like I was just been here the whole time, you know, like we just boys. So I think that's one good thing about it is they welcome me in. You know, without all the jokes, you know, usually when you come in, they joke about the money and all that, but it's fun, it's fun.
And have you gotten a chance to talk much to Bill Kolar or Frank Bush?
Yeah, we got to talk. When I came yesterday, they all welcomed me in, and then today, asked me how my day was going and what was going on out there on the field. So it was a pretty nice day.
And what do you think of their defensive philosophy? Because something that they're really preaching is the defensive line attacking the quarterback, just really playing sort of side to side, more of a vertical game.
That's my game, you know. That's how I play. I like to get in the mix. I don't like to read at all. I like to get after the quarterback, the running back, whoever, you know, whoever's there in front of you. I don't think that the, you know, no disrespect, but the reading game, like reading the man, is not the type of style of defense that suits me. I don't think it suits many defensive linemen, but some, you know, have to do it.
Now, what do you think about playing opposite Mario? Because that really could change your game.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I watched him over these past 2 years, and he developed to a heck of a player. You know, I just can't wait to, you know, get out there and mix it up with him, see how he is on the other side, you know, and what I can bring to the game, you know, on my side. It's going to be good, you know, to have two dynamic players out there having fun.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's going to be very exciting because he draws double teams, which would open things up for you, but then you can also maybe open some things up for him.
I think we're both going to compliment each other, you know. I think that he's commanded, you know, respect from his offensive lineman that faces him, and I've did the same thing, so I think it's going to be pretty hard to single team either one of us. I think that at first they might choose to single team one of us, but in the end, they're going to have to flip-flop or try schemes to stop that.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with another Texans podcast. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.